This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Local farmers want the full weight of the law brought against persons found guilty of stealing or in possession of stolen crops during the lockdown. Labor unions say they've placed a number of workers' concerns on the table for the social partnership. The Beauty Professionals Association wants clarity from government about who in their sector qualifies for compensation. And scientists in the UK say a vaccine to tackle the coronavirus variants could be ready to deploy by the autumn. Good afternoon. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
Local farmers want the full weight of the law brought to bear against persons found to be in possession of stolen crops during the period of the lockdown. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says farmers suffered severely in 2020, and he's cautioning consumers that should ensure that fruits and vegetables offered to them by vendors are obtained by legal means.
We had a situation down in our where you had a person going onto a person's farm at night and actually stealing. Of course, I'm hoping that the security forces will be paying attention to this. And that anyone caught, I really think that the full extent of the law should be given to that individual. The last one, we were not satisfied really that basically that he suffered the full extent of the law. He was given a suspended sentence or community service or something like that. That is not good enough. I think really that, you know, farmers have really gone through a bad 2020. 2021 is not turning out to be very promising either. And they should not have to go through the whole issue of seeing the crops being stolen by these thieves.
Mr. Paul says farmers will depend heavily on the police force during this period to prevent predial larceny.
This last step that was discovered in the north, it was only possible because the farmer, for some reason, had to go back on his farm at an unexpected time in the night. And he was able to block the person from actually getting out. And the person ran and left that vehicle. The point is, though, really, that is fortuitous. But the point is now with shut down and limited movement being permitted in the country, you know, it means then that a lot of reliance is going to have to be placed on the security forces.
Chief Executive Officer of the BAS, James Paul. Democratic Labour Party spokesman on agriculture, Andre Worrell, says the recent review of the Barbados economy for 2020 by the central bank governor shows that the agricultural sector remains resilient to external shocks. He says while the Barbados economy declined by 18%, modest growth of 1.9% was seen in the agriculture sector.
If the industry was provided with the level of subsidies made available to the tourism sector by the BEST program, the level of growth would have been exceptional. One glaring example is the Farmers Empowerment and Enfranchisement Drive, the FEED program, which was allocated $2 million in 2019 to 2020, but only $500,000 for the current year, 2020 to 2021.
Andre Worrell, DLP spokesman on agriculture. Labor unions have placed a number of workers' concerns, including vacation and severance pay for employees, on the table of the social partnership. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Dennis DePisa, says these were raised at a recent meeting with the tripartite body in light of the current impact of the COVID-19 on the local job market. He tells Starcom Network News that he's anticipating active discussion on the issues.
Who should bear the workers? Should workers get their vacation at this point? You know, vacation notice has to be given 14 days notice. You can't force a person to go on vacation. The implication that the whole thing has for persons being laid off or retrenched, if the prolonged nature of the COVID-19 crisis continues and the businesses going forward cannot sustain levels of employment we are addressing the issue, or we identify the issue of severance pay, whether people, the eligibility of persons for severance pay being in fact that what happened in 2020, persons would have exceeded their rights in terms of whatever severance payments were made. So there are issues such as those that I've spoken to that have been under discussion.
Asked about the quietness of the Ministry of Labour in the current climate, the Seydou Sab official had this to say.
For the most part, in the COVID-19 experience, we've been seeing the Ministry of Health and Wellness taking a very prominent position of facing the public and trying to treat the issues beforehand. And in the case of labour issues, yes, I would agree with you that there has not been the same level of visibility coming from the Ministry of Labour and Social Partnership Relations. But we are not in a position to question or even make a suggestion as to why that is so. Any information on that should be best sought from the Ministry and the Minister himself.
General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, Dennis DePisa. You're listening to the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley announced that Barbados will receive a batch of 50,000 vaccines shortly, with priority given to frontline workers. Today, Starcom Network News asked the public whether they will be taking the vaccine when it becomes available in Barbados.
I think I'll take the vaccine when I see that other people have taken it. And I really am skeptical of this vaccine thing, the truth.
I definitely will be taking the vaccine when the vaccine comes.
Right now, as it is, I know nothing about the vaccine. I need to get more information on this. Because apparently, like, you still got to wear masks and sanitize and everything, although you take the vaccine. And what's the purpose of you taking a vaccine? You still have to do all the protocols.
What I don't agree with is the manner in which the vaccine is being introduced into Barbados. Where is the public education? Persons are still not adequately educated on COVID itself.
Why is it necessary to take the vaccine if you're not going to be protected by it?
I'll be taking a vaccine if it's from Cuba.
When they get a vaccine for all these other diseases that the men got no vaccine for, then they can look at me and tell me that they got a vaccine for COVID-19. This whole thing done in a rush.
Barbadians commenting on the vaccines to be received by the Barbados government. Members of the local beauty professional industry want government to clarify who in their sector qualify for compensation as a result of the two-week lockdown. Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Beauty Professionals Association, Tashasha Mears, tells Starcom Network News that the executive met recently and agreed the assistance should only be for those full-time in the business.
But it should be for persons who this is their career. This is what they do daily. It is not a side hustle. It is not for persons who see it as a hobby. So these are things that we are concerned about because we're getting information where persons are going forward to claim this money and they're already working. They already have jobs outside of the beauty industry. So basically, they're not full-time in the beauty industry. It is just like a side hustle or something they do on the evening.
Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Beauty Professionals Association, Tashasha Mears. The elderly will not be left behind when government rolls out its new digital identification card. Word of this from Project Manager with Data Processing Department within the Ministry of Innovation, Science and Smart Technology, Antonio Lifcott. He told a Barbados International Business Association online webinar that developers have created a process to help seniors navigate the use of the ID cards.
Having these different means of accessing the national services, it means you guys can remember a password for this department if he's going online. You guys can remember another part. What the digital ID offers you, it gives him the means to authenticate to all of these services using one method. So therefore, he does not need to remember all of these different passwords and pins and so forth.
St. Lucia's Prime Minister Alan Chesney announced that the country would enter into a state of emergency from today as part of the latest COVID-19 protocols. He told citizens that it will be for an initial period of 7 days and a curfew will be imposed from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m.
today's decisions were not taken lightly, as we know it will be an inconvenience to all of you. St. Lucia's history has shown that our government has always faced challenges head on. Our social and economic policies have always been tailored to positively impact the people of St. Lucia. And we've proven time and time again that we can manage well in times of adversity.
A vaccine to tackle the coronavirus variants could be ready to deploy by the autumn, the team behind the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine say. Professor Andy Pollard from Oxford University said tweaking a vaccine was a relatively quick process and would only need small trials before rollout. It comes as the UK announced more than 10 million people had received a jab. Recapping our top stories now in the lunchtime edition. Local farmers want the full weight of the law brought against persons found stealing or in possession of stolen crops during the lockdown. Labour unions say they've placed a number of workers' concerns on the table of the social partnership. Beauty professionals want clarity from government about who in their sector qualifies for compensation. And scientists in the UK say a vaccine to tackle the coronavirus variants could be ready by autumn. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.